I see you out there, kind of swaying back and forth, snapping your fingers. Maybe wearing a neon t-shirt. Possibly. Pink, yellow, green. Singing along to Wake Me Up Before You Go. Go, go, go. Number one in 1984. We got a birthday today. Well, a birth anniversary. George Michael passing away in December of 2016 at the age of 53. But George Michael, a real name, Georgios Panayiotou. Hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. George Michael, born on this day back in 1963. Number one in 84 with Wake Me Up Before You Go Go. Number one in 84 with Careless Whisper with Wham. Seven other U.S. number one singles, Faith and Freedom and many, many others. Father figure, George Michael died at his home in England December 25th, 2016, age of 53 years old. But he was born on this day back in 1963. We hear Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go. Scott Bertram in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show, stevegruber.com. You can also find the show on Twitter, at Steve Gruber Show. You can find me on Twitter, at Scott Bertram, S-C-O-T-B-E-R-T-R-A-M. This idea from Bernie Sanders, worse than Elizabeth Warren said. Now, Elizabeth Warren wants to offer debt cancellation of up to $50,000 for about 42 million people. That's 95% of those with debt. And said that will completely wipe out debt for about 75% of borrowers with student loans. Not good enough for Bernie. Bernie says eliminate 100% of debt, both public and private, including graduate school. That means advanced degrees, doctors, lawyers, upper-class middle families, six-figure incomes. They'd all benefit from this plan to wipe out student debt. Here's Bernie Sanders yesterday rolling out this proposal.
10 years ago, the United States government bailed out Wall Street after their greed, their recklessness, and their illegal behavior drove us into the worst recession in modern history. Today, the major Wall Street banks are larger than ever. Their profits are soaring, and their CEOs receive huge compensation packages. Our proposal, which costs $2.2 trillion over 10 years, will be fully paid for by a tax on Wall Street speculation, similar to what exists in dozens of countries around the world. The American people bailed out Wall Street. Now it is time for Wall Street to come to the aid of the middle class of this country. This Wall Street tax will have the added benefit of controlling Wall Street recklessness and reducing the likelihood of another major economic crash.
All right, Bernie Sanders rolling out the proposal yesterday. Look, the facts, the logic does not matter. What Bernie wants to be able to say is, I'm punishing Wall Street, right? I'm taxing Wall Street to do something. And about a tax on speculation, all investment is speculation, right? I mean, your investment in your 401k is a speculation that the markets will continue to grow and you'll have more money when you're... That's speculation. That's what Bernie Sanders wants to tax. Eventually, again, Wall Street's not paying. You're paying through some sort of added fee. We can squeeze this in. It's really ridiculous. I have to make notes on all the bad things being said here by Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez at the same press conference yesterday. Here's AOC.
I think so much about this moment when I was in college. And I was mentoring this girl, this young woman. Her name was Andrea. She was about 3 or 4 years younger than me. But I was about 19 years old, and she was in high school. And she had gotten into all of these prestigious universities. But she was given no student loan assistance, no real student. She was given no scholarships. All of her student aid was presented to her in the form of loans. And she came from a solid middle-class family. She was not exceedingly wealthy. And so she got into her dream college, but her dream college offered her no scholarships, just loans. And she truly felt, at 16, 17 years old, she felt that the decision of college was so important that she felt that she needed to consider taking on $250,000 worth of debt to go to college. And she's 17 years old, and here I am calling her from my dormitory, a 19-year-old consulting a 17-year-old about a $250,000 loan debt situation. And I think that in and of itself illustrates the absurdity of our education financing system. That alone illustrates it. Because what we tell 17-year-olds all the time is that you are not old enough or responsible enough to drink. You are not old enough or responsible enough to vote. You are not old enough or responsible enough to serve in our military, but you are old enough and responsible enough to take on $250,000 worth of debt. And that is wrong. It is not right.
All right, yes, AOC giving financial advice. That does sound ridiculous. I have to agree with that. So many things in that little piece. Look, a 17-year-old and a 19-year-old, maybe she should have talked to an adult. Maybe, to get some advice on this. Maybe she should have consulted someone older, yes, I would say. But when has it been our responsibility as a citizenry, as a country, to fund someone's dreams through taxpayer money? And not that there is no other option. This was simply a dream college, a dream school. And the point here is that we all should pitch in to make this dream happen. I bet you have dreams out there. A dream car, dream house, maybe a dream swimming pool in the backyard. All taxpayers pooling together to make your dream come true. That's what this country is about, I suppose. Everyone will pool their money together to pay for that nice in-ground pool in your backyard. And you know what? 17-year-old probably isn't old enough to take on $250,000 in debt, which is why they shouldn't. Don't make that decision. There are other options. There's community college. There's other far less expensive colleges out there. This is not the only choice to make. Scott Bertram in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show.